Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 1. Timothy's Duties During the Tribulation to Come. August 1, 2004. A Conversation Between God the Father, Our Lord Jesus the Christ, and Timothy. God the Father speaking.
The Lord God has spoken to you many times, yet you have not listened. This I say to you once again, so you may hear and understand. Chosen are you of men, and of men have I chosen you. Though you doubt, this fact does not change, for even whatsoever I think shall come to pass. You shall bring my people together in the time of trouble, sheltering them, caring for them, preaching my word to them, and saving them through my Son, Jesus the Christ. Timothy, you shall lead them and guide them until the day of my Son's coming. Then shall you and all those with you, even all those without you, who call on my name in that day, gain their most precious reward, given freely by my Son.
Timothy speaking. How can this be? I am but a common man who has committed much sin. I am not worthy. God the Father speaking.
Timothy, assuredly I say to you, as the moon rises, so shall you rise to the occasion of the challenges set before you. For your strength is in the Lord Jesus, who is with you. You cannot fail, for I am your rear guard. Also do my angels go before you. The word of God shall be in your mouth, and in your mouth will I put my words.
Timothy speaking. But only you, Jesus, can fight evil with the sound of your mouth. I am but a man of no consequence. Jesus the Christ speaking.
If I put the words in your mouth and cause you to speak them, are not the words, those words, the words given to you through me, given by the Father? And do they not carry his power if he so chooses? Did he not give unto Moses a staff through which God's power was shown? Has he not made you that much better than a man's walking stick?
Timothy speaking. So my dreams of the end days are true? The people in black, I defeat them through your word? Or is it symbolic? Jesus the Christ speaking.
The men in black in your dreams represent all of your personal demons, fears, and doubts, which can only be overcome through the word of the Lord. Do not fear, Timothy. They also represent actual evil in the world, which you will overcome with the word of God. In that day, I will sanctify you and anoint your head, and you will be a warrior for God. Do not be afraid. Trust in the foreknowledge I have given you, for you have known these things your whole life, but did not accept them. Even before time was time, did I choose you for this? Did you not recognize the signs? On the day of your birth, two signs were given to your mother. One, a dream of a bright star among many lesser stars, and also a visit from the angel Gabriel, unto which it was appointed to give the name chosen for you by God, that name, Timothy, which you know its meaning, and honor him you will.
Timothy speaking. How do I know if I write these words or you? I fear they are delusions of grandeur. God the Father speaking.
Why would a man write of himself his two biggest fears? Yea, three biggest fears. That of public speaking. Even more so, that of publicly speaking my word. Also, that of fighting evil. Even fighting man to man do you abhor. And most of all, being separated from your wife and family. I know the depths of your love for them, only surpassed by your love for me. Why write about yourself those things which you most fear and abhor?